KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 18 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Rescue crews from Cumberland and Wyota were dispatched to what was unclear what kind of accidents north of Cumberland this morning. A motorist had seen a vehicle in the ditch off of 690th Street south of Memphis Road. The call came in just before 7 a.m. Initially, they were unsure if there were injuries, but just a few moments ago, they said no injuries have been reported associated with that accident. In other news, a traffic stop Sunday night in Adams County resulted in the arrest of two women from Nebraska on drug charges. Sheriff's officials say 19-year-old Tania McDowell was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. 19-year-old Abigail Elder was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both women are from Lincoln, Nebraska. Elder was a passenger in the vehicle that was pulled over at around 9:35 p.m. Both women were being held in the Adams County Jail with McDowell's bond set at $1,000 and Elder's bond set at $1,300. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say no injuries were reported following a collision Sunday morning west of Red Oak. Authorities say 41-year-old Amy J. Long of Macedonia was eastbound on 200th Street at around 9:10 a.m. and had slowed to make a left turn into a driveway. When 39-year-old David L. Rayburn of Emerson attempted to pass the 2004 Ford Explorer Long was driving, his 2014 Dodge Dart collided with the SUV, causing about $7,000 damage altogether. Long was cited for having an expired driver's license, while Rayburn was cited for unsafe passing. A traffic stop at around 10:40 p.m. Saturday in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a man for possession of drug paraphernalia. Sheriff's officials say 18-year-old Jackson Saul of Corning was arrested after deputies detected the odor of marijuana coming from his vehicle. After conducting a probable cause search, numerous smoking devices were found in the vehicle. Saul was taken into custody and transported to the Adams County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Police in Clarinda late Friday night arrested a man wanted on a felony warrant for stalking. At around 11:55 p.m., 43-year-old Shane Michael Allen Leroy Lorenz of Des Moines was arrested after officers conducted a traffic stop at 16th and Lincoln Streets in Clarinda and discovered Lorenz was wanted on arrest warrants out of Polk County. Lorenz was taken into custody without incident and booked into the Page County Jail. He was held on a $10,000 cash-only bond pending return to Polk County. The second trial is scheduled to begin today of a Sioux City man charged with murder. The trial of 48-year-old Elias Wanati is to be held in Pottawatomie County District Court in Council Bluffs. A judge had granted Wanati's request for a change of venue, citing publicity. Wanati's first trial ended in a mistrial in December after jurors couldn't reach a unanimous verdict. Wanati is charged with first-degree murder in the February 17, 2016 stabbing death of 50-year-old Vernon Mace in Sioux City. There were no eyewitnesses to the incident, and police never found the weapon. Defense attorney Jason Dunn has suggested that Wanati had acted in self-defense. One person is hospitalized after being wounded in a shootout with Woodbury County Sheriff's deputies in northwest Iowa. The Sheriff's Office and deputies were pursuing two suspects south of Sioux City at around 3:30 a.m. Sunday before the shooting happened. Authorities say the suspect started firing at the deputies after the chase ended and the deputies returned fire. One suspect was wounded and taken to a hospital, but the injuries are not expected to be life-threatening. The other suspect was arrested. Authorities have not identified either suspect or said why they were being pursued initially. The DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge in and near the Iowa-Nebraska border will offer a limited number of turkey hunting permits this spring. Archery turkey hunting will be allowed from April 17th to May 21st for people who obtain a free refuge hunting permit and hold a valid state hunting license. A special youth shotgun turkey hunt will be held April 8th and 9th, and a hunt for people with limited mobility will be held April 22nd and 23rd. The refuge is located just north of Omaha along U.S. Highway 30, near Missouri Valley. An entrance permit is required for all vehicles. More details are available online at www.fws.gov/refuge/DeSoto. Organizers have kicked off fundraising for a $1.8 million trail system in southwest Iowa. The trail would stretch about 2.5 miles, beginning at the trailhead next to the Glenwood Community High School. The location will include parking for 100 vehicles and a pavilion with a restroom and clothes-changing facility. The trail would run along Keg Creek and then east to the City Athletic Complex. Officials expect to install three new bridges over Keg Creek, along with three culvert crossings over creek tributaries as part of the trail system. They hope to connect Glenwood's Trail to the Wabash Trace and eventually to the Keystone Trail system across the Missouri River into Bellevue, Nebraska. In the funeral announcements, Leroy Allen Bubke, age 74 of Harlan, died Friday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Graveside services for Leroy Bubke will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Morgan Township Cemetery in Schleswig. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Edward Charles Stedman, age 76, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Edward Stedman will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Garnet Reynolds, age 87, of Panora, died Friday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Garnet Reynolds will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Panora First Christian Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Joyce Maureen Henry, age 79, of Oakland, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Joyce Henry will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. And Karen Jarvis, age 60, of Waukee, died Friday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of Life services for Karen Jarvis will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield, with a luncheon immediately following at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy and Athletic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.